Hawkins in the morning on BBC Radio Shropshire.
20 to 10. What is the best way to teach our children? You've heard this morning on The Breakfast Show with Eric and Claire about the new spelling and grammar test for 11-year-olds. Part of the changes brought in by Education Secretary Michael Gove. He says he wants to make education more rigorous and give kids a better grounding in facts. Big changes on the way in history, for example. Here's Michael Gove, Education Secretary, talking to James Landale on BBC One's Andrew Marr Show.
Let's look at your other changes to the national curriculum. Upset many people, particularly the historians. A pub quiz list of facts, they say, too introspective, too chronological, too unanalytical. Are you going to take account of all of these criticisms when you publish your final proposals?
I couldn't take account of all of the criticisms because some of them are self-contradictory. But I will take account of some from people whom I genuinely respect. And it's really been striking, actually, that while there have been one or two academics, Richard Evans at Cambridge, for example, who've been quite critical, there's been an overwhelming...
One or two. Many letters to The Observer. Those people who advise you, people like Simon Sharma, have been critical.
Well, what's been striking is that Simon Sharma says that the central change that we're making, which is putting British history back at the heart of the curriculum, giving people an understanding of the chronology of these islands, is the right thing to do. And there were letters to the Times, and there's been a chorus of support from some of the most distinguished historians saying that we're actually doing the right thing. And also, teachers whom I've talked to are enthusiastic about these changes, and it is striking that some of the people who were most in despair about the old history curriculum are those who want me to change it. Now, just this week, for example, James, I was drawing attention to the fact that 15 and 16-year-olds are being taught about the rise of Hitler, which is the area that Richard Evans has made his own, by using Mr. Man as a way of illustrating
it. But that's
it.
One website somewhere.
I mean, it's very popular. Well, the critical thing is, the reason I raised that is because a teacher brought it to my attention, because this is a popular resource being used in classrooms. And the striking thing is, it's often the case that people portray this argument as the minister versus teachers. In fact, what we have are teachers who are passionate about raising standards, at last feeling there's a government on our side. And I want to back those people in our schools, a growing number of young teachers who want to raise standards.
So this website that apparently talks about Adolf Hitler through the medium of Mr. Men, well, that website is called Active History. It's run by a teacher called Russell Tarr, who's originally from Telford and who's with us now. Russell, morning.
Good morning.
Is Michael Gove right? Are you advertising, are you advocating teaching Hitler to 16-year-olds through the medium of Roger Hargreaves' cartoons?
No, it's a complete misrepresentation, and I think, to be honest, it's got to be a deliberate one, because the website, which you must have checked out, makes it absolutely explicit the manner and the context in which that exercise should be used, and he's taken it utterly out of context, quite shockingly, frankly.
So tell us your side of it. Put it back in context for us.
OK, the context is that they are studying the rise of Hitler. They are 15 to 16-year-olds studying for their GCSEs. But they will have spent 6 weeks of classroom time looking at the evidence, making very detailed notes. They will have written a 1,000-word essay on this topic. They are being formally tested on it in the GCSE exam, which took place just last week. And then at the end of that process, as a revision and a recap exercise, the challenge for them is to take that incredibly complex and sophisticated story that Mr. Gove alludes to and try to turn that into a metaphor, just like, for example, George Orwell did with Animal Farm. It's a very well-established technique, and they find it incredibly challenging. If you're looking at why, for example, democracy collapses in Germany in the interwar period, it's very detailed. It's a very complex question. But some of the students say, well, should we say that it was down to its own ideals, in which case it becomes Mr. Daydream as a starting point, or did it make a series of chronic mistakes that it could have avoided, in which case it becomes Mr. Wrong or something like that? And from that premise, the other politicians, the other actors in the actual story itself, including, but by me the most important being Hitler, are representatives of these Mr. Men characters. And then we take those across to the primary school where my daughter, in fact, studies. And she had those stories read to her and to her classmates. And they asked questions and they asked to elaborate and take it back and say, well, what was that metaphor actually representing? What was really going on in Germany at that time? You try to get across there. So as a result, my students get a very useful revision and recap activity, and the primary students at the same time get introduced to a very important topic in history, which Mr. Gove himself acknowledges is very important, in an accessible manner.
Did you have any inkling that Michael Gove was going to be critical of this when you first heard his comments? How did you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I'm bewildered, but actually quite flattered in a strange sort of way. I just arrived on a short break with my family, and my phone buzzed off straight away whilst he was still making the speech, saying, "Are you aware that Mr. Gove is holding up your website for ridicule and using it as an example of as everything that's wrong in UK education at the moment?" And I wasn't aware of it, but quite frankly, I welcome the chance to have that debate because I think he's completely...
Have we still got Russell? I don't... No, we haven't. Okay, let's see if we can get Russell back. Radio Shropshire, proud to be part of your county chic. That's Good Times. We've got Russell back, which is good. Russell Tarr runs the Active History website, a teacher originally from Telford, talking to us about the fact that his website was singled out for criticism by Education Secretary Michael Gove. Russell, glad we got you back. The wider point that Michael Gove is making is that 15 and 16-year-olds should be engaging with this kind of content as at a deeper level. Are you with him on that?
Well, of course, absolutely right. I don't disagree with him at all, but I think he's utterly missed the point of what we're actually doing. As I said, we spent 6 weeks on that topic. We have looked at it in depth. You can't actually produce those analogies and those stories without a bedrock of understanding, a deep understanding of the chronology, of the characters, of the issues involved. That takes a lot of time to build up. It takes that 6 weeks. They can't write a 1,000-word essay without doing that. They can't be tested in the GCSE examination on that without that knowledge. What I was doing with those books is simply providing them with a revision and a recap activity, a summary, if you like, a way of hooking the information in their heads and revising it effectively for the exam, which is what we all do, which is a very important skill in itself too. But what Mr. Gove seems to think is that the only learning that matters is learning facts for their own sake, learning a list of dates and names and places, which any history teacher will tell you does not really foster any understanding at all, just pub quiz knowledge, as his critics have said. And I would challenge as well, what I just heard on the Andrew Marr show, that he has a broad base of support for his reforms. I think that, frankly, is nonsense. I've heard very few teachers. There's a handful of people who he chooses to listen to from various blogs and other sources that give him confirmation bias. He knows what he wants to hear, and he hunts out the people that say it and then quotes them as being symptomatic and a general impression of the profession. But can I give you a specific example that you can look at to illustrate my point here? Some
sure.
evidence. Mr. Gove isn't very good at evidence, so I'd like to give him some. Last night, for example, what I did on Twitter, and I follow a number of teachers, we share resources on Twitter and links to useful websites, is I suggested that I change my own profile picture to bump.
And so what that bit just dropped out. You suggested you change your profile picture on Twitter to...
I changed mine to Mr. Bump, just as a point that I'm the Mr. Man guy, and said if anyone wants to show a gesture of support for the attack that Mr. Gove made against me, if you want to actually show that you support my view of things, if you think that Mr. Gove was wrong, if you don't actually share his views on education, if you oppose Mr. Gove, by all means, maybe change your profile picture to a Mr. Men character too. Now, within 3 hours, we are talking hundreds upon hundreds of people, teachers, fellow professionals, colleagues that I know and don't know from all over the world, had read through my riposte to Mr. Gove, they'd read through Mr. Gove's speech, and they were all busily changing their profile pictures. And you can see this now. So if you want to actually see the evidence, if you went to twitter.com/RussellTarr, the RUSSELTARR, and you go down my timeline, you will see literally hundreds of teachers offering their support and making their comments. And I just simply retweeted those just to give some sort of an indication of the breadth of support I've had. I've had hardly any statement saying that they agreed with Mr. Gove. Incredibly few. I could count them probably on two hands out of all of the hundreds, maybe thousands of replies I've had in my email box, on Twitter, on Facebook, on all sorts of different sources. So the overall experience has actually been very encouraging as far as I'm concerned. It's been very reassuring that what I am doing in the classroom is not wrong, that it's a technique which is being used by many teachers. They share it. They might not have even been aware of it, but now they seek to emulate it. And I think that's all for the good.
Meanwhile, finally, Russell, parents are concerned that they see the education of their children being turned into a political battleground by one side or another. What would you say to parents to reassure them?
I think to reassure them, I'd just say just to listen to the points that I've just made there about what I've just said, how I've defended myself on my own website. If you go to Active History, you'll see there's a link there which has a very detailed response from myself. If you go to that Twitter timeline of mine, you'll see how many hundreds of teachers are basically telling the politicians that they should keep their noses out of this affair. History is always used as a bit of a political football because it is such an important subject. It's such a value-loaded subject in itself. Politicians will use it to argue political viewpoints and use it to justify particular policies over time. History teachers stay away from that. We are professionals. We teach, and what we teach is for students to look at different interpretations of history through the evidence, certainly, to reach their own independent judgment. And that is what Mr. Gove does not appreciate and does not want to appreciate. He simply wants to rote into them a series of dates which largely seem to just glorify the British Empire and the British story, which is not what history teachers do and what they will do.
Russell, it's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Many thanks. Bye-bye.
That's Russell Tarr from the Active History website, originally from Telford, a graduate of Alton Park and New College. And the website that we've been talking about is activehistory.co.uk, www.activehistory.co.uk. Interested to know what you think, if you are a parent of a child,